Hi, Georgina here from Gem Writing, and today I'd like to share with you three simple ways that you can sharpen your content. Now, I think you'll agree that great content reads effortlessly, and it's interesting, it's persuasive, it's engaging. Somehow it catches your eye, it draws you in, and before you know it, you find yourself nodding at the content and getting excited about what the content is talking about, getting inspired, feeling motivated, feeling engaged, feeling wanting that you want to own a new product or service. And if you can write in that way, clearly that's going to translate into a healthy bottom line for your business and also help to raise your status as an expert. Now, from a copywriting perspective, the problem with creating great content is it's time consuming and often challenging. Now, the end reader doesn't get to see the countless drafts, the screwed up bits of paper, the frustration, the scratching heads, the brainstorm of ideas and notes that it takes until you get great content. All they see is the final polished version that's been tweaked, honed, and vigorously checked over and over again to ensure the words are just right. But if you want to stand out and get results, if you want to communicate your message in a way that engages your target customer, you do need to invest that kind of effort to ensure your words are sharp, specific, and relevant. It's just not enough to just rush out a piece of content and post up on your blog because you feel you need to do that to benefit Google. That's not the way to go about it. Instead, you need to think about the correct angle. You need to tweak the structure, the order of your message. You need to identify the hooks and the stickiness that will keep your audience reading. And that's where these three simple steps can really sharpen your sales copy. So the first tip is I encourage you to be curious about everything. You see, great copywriting and great content creation isn't just about being able to say things well. It's also about deciding what should and shouldn't be included in your content. And to be honest, I found that that second bit poses probably your biggest challenge, but also your biggest win. You see, you don't have to know masses and masses of stuff about a particular industry to be able to write well about it. In fact, there are times when excessive prior knowledge can be a disadvantage because you start making dangerous assumptions and taking things for granted. And sometimes that means you're not actually speaking to the place where your customer is at, and so your content goes over their head and it doesn't have the impact that you want it to have. And that's why a newbie can be so valuable, because those fresh eyes bring curiosity. Those new questions, those surprising insights can help you make new connections and come up with fresh ideas that can turn a piece of writing from dull to delicious. So my first tip is to look around you with childlike curiosity. Be interested in everything you see. Be aware of how different people see the world and learn from these experiences. And take notes, jot down those ideas, and allow your discoveries to weave their way into your own content creation. I promise it will make your words and your message far more compelling. The second tip is to be brave and explore something fresh, something new. You see, most experts and business owners who create their own message don't take the risks necessary. Instead, they just fall into the trap of turning out the same or boring, indistinguishable content as everybody else, and then wonder why customers get turned off and go elsewhere. If you really want to make a difference in your business, if you really want your message to get out there to the people you want to speak with, you have to take a few calculated risks and try something different. And for sure, it may not work, but the upshot is, what if it does? So think about what would happen if you added a splash of your personality into your marketing. What if you really allowed your target customer to hear you and to speak and to see you? What difference would that make? How would that make you stand out from all the other people in your niche? In addition, what about using your creative flair to help you stand out? And what about incorporating more storytelling and more themed content? See, the benefit of storytelling is people engage with stories, and rather than just sharing knowledge or expert knowledge, if you position it around a story, something from your own experience, something from your own everyday life, and turn that into a business-based message, that is far more powerful and far more engaging than just blurbing out the knowledge, the information that you know. And the cool thing is, you're never short of inspiration, because there's just so many things out there that you could try. Just look around you, notice what catches your attention, and then ask yourself this cracking question: how could you apply that idea to your business? Finally, I suggest you sleep on it. You see, now there may be times when you simply have to get a piece of content out there, like now. And that's fine. But most of the time, you will be able to wait. And I do suggest it's worth sleeping on a finished draft before you hit the send or publish button. And that's because I guarantee that even the best piece of content can always be improved when you look at it afresh the next day. Now, you'll probably spot some typos or grammatical errors that you overlooked the previous day. But more importantly, you'll probably uncover a better way of making a point or identify, for example, a more suitable analogy or a case study, just something that sharpens and enriches your words. You may look at the layout, the structure of your piece and tweak it more so it flows more freely. And that's worth doing because if that engages more people or leads to more sharing of your content, then your message spreads. Now, I believe that content creation and copywriting is an absolute essential business skill. It's a fact. You have to be able to put your knowledge into words. You have to be able to get the ideas out of your head onto paper or onto audio in a way that's logical, in a way that expresses your personality, and in a way that engages your target customer. It's more than being able to persuade customers. It can also help you build your reputation, grow your business, and position yourself as a go-to expert that you want to be. And more importantly, it's also essential if you want your message to get out into the wider world and make the impact that you desire to do. So do invest the time to focus on your copy. Discover how you can write content that expresses your personality and make sure it sounds like you. And if you want some help or want some ideas of how you can do that, leave a comment on Facebook. You'll find me at Gem Writing, or check out my website, gemwriting.co.uk, and look for the tips on my blog. Thanks for listening.